Today is Friday, July 9th. You're listening to T-Dad Talk. I'm your host, Ben Mandiel. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Trandad Triggers, Trandad's independent baseball team. Find tickets at the gates of Central Park or online at TrandadTriggers.com. The weather is expected to be mostly sunny with a high near 91 today with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Tonight it's expected to be partly cloudy with a low around 59 and a 30% chance of thunderstorms. This weekend could see thunderstorms both days with highs in the 80s and lows in the 50s at night. Now, here's the headlines for the day. Trandad City Council approved a $349,000 community traffic study at its meeting Tuesday, July 6. The study will look at both interstate and town traffic patterns and needs. The study could take up to 8 months to complete. It is expected that public feedback will be taken. The Colorado Department of Transportation announced Wednesday it plans to break ground on a $12.6 million project to make significant improvements to the I-25 Exit 11 interchange in Trandad later this month. It is expected to take 18 to 24 months, and traffic flows should not be significantly impacted. Antonio Maltrer, a graduate from Honey High School, took 16th place overall at a national 4-H shooting competition in the compound archery class in Nebraska in late June. He said it was an honor to represent the county and the state, and that he wants to help with 4-H as much as he can now that he has aged out of the program. A free legal aid clinic will be held Tuesday, July 13th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Carnegie Public Library. That's the news for the week. Tune back in Monday for more news impacting Los Angeles County and Colfax County, New Mexico.